Disclaimer before we get into this episode, I did make a new intro to the podcast, so that is going to be the podcast intro for now, unless I decide to change it. Before we get into this week's episode, make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channels, 4Blocks56 and NBA 4Blocks. There is a space between the NBA and 4Blocks, and make sure you go subscribe to our, as in me and Brian's, YouTube channel, The Vendettas. It is a vlog channel. And make sure you go follow my Instagram at 4Blocks56YT. And make sure you go follow my Twitter at 4Blocks56, all capitals. And make sure you go follow my TikTok at 4Blocks56 and my Twitch, 4Blocks56, all capitals. And by the way, all the letters in 4Blocks56YT are lowercase. So make sure you go subscribe and follow me, and let's get started. Welcome to another episode of the 4Blocks NFL Podcast, the best NFL podcast around. I am, of course, here with my friend, The Baker Plays. Say hi.
What's up?
Make sure you go subscribe to his YouTube channel, which is The Baker Plays. There is a space between Baker and Plays, but not a space between The and Baker. And the T in the B in Baker, and the P in Plays are all capitals. And make sure you go follow him on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. His Instagram is at The Baker Plays, all lowercase, and that's the same as TikTok. But his Twitter is at Brian Marin, and the B in Brian and the M in Marin are all capitals, and that's obviously no spaces. So we did not do the Week 5 predictions, but that's okay. That's completely fine. Let's first do a Week 5 review and maybe sprinkle in a little Week 4 action because I was thinking of doing that, but then I was just like, nah. I was just like, let's not do that. But before we go to the scores, let's talk about the Patriots' COVID.
Yeah.
COVID's been hitting their team. It's like
Cam Newton's out.
Cam Newton's out. Stephon Gilmore. He got hit with it.
Yeah.
I don't know. They had to postpone like six games. Like
I know, but they're not doing too.
Yeah,
much.
Instead of versing the Chargers this week,
same thing with the Titans too. Their COVID is terrible.
Yeah, but it was worse than it is now, but it's still pretty bad. But they're still playing games. But speaking of the Titans, I just can't look at this the same way. 42-16.
Crazy.
Just what the? Oh my!
What happened? Ugh. What happened?
Bills, what is going on? You literally, for the first 4 weeks of the season, were playing lights out. You came off a win against
not
the Raiders.
They're not even that bad.
Yeah,
either.
They weren't even that bad. I actually have them like top five. Right now, like teams right now, but they lost to the Titans, who were a little bit of competition, but not a lot. But you lost 42-16. What happened?
Crazy.
And did you see that Derrick Henry stiff arm?
Oh my God! Yeah.
Yeah, that was ruthless.
Yeah.
Yeah, just ruthless, just punching him in the gut.
Right in the gut.
Sorry if
we tend to exaggerate a little.
Yeah, we exaggerate a little, but that just adds to the comedy.
Yeah.
But anyways, well, the Jets lost again,
and the Steelers stay undefeated.
They're versing the Browns. The Browns are some legit competition this year.
I don't know. They're good, but they've had some pretty easy games.
Yeah, but that game against the Colts wasn't that easy.
Yeah, but they almost choked the Bengals, which is kind of embarrassing. They almost choked.
Well, yeah, that's pretty embarrassing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's a little fun fact. Every team right now has at least one. Has at least one team with three wins. Except the NFC East.
Oh boy, the NFC East, the laughing stock of the NFL.
Yeah, or as we like to call it over here at Fort Black's NFL Podcast Headquarters, which is actually two locations, the NFC Least.
Oh, that's good.
Well, hey.
All right. Anyways,
we're gonna talk.
Shall we?
Do we?
What should we talk about next?
Remember. Remember, last time we did this, we did the, like, what game shocked us the most? Yeah. We talked about the Bills and Titans game, but that's not even the craziest one. The craziest one, in my opinion, was the Dolphins. My God! San Francisco!
Yeah, just they gotta San get together. San Francisco,
you gotta get together. I know Nick Bosa's out, but you got Jimmy Garoppolo, George Kittle, I think Raheem Mostert, and I also and Debo Samuel. It's like, yeah. What happened? You were supposed to win. Bounce back from last week. What happened?
The game that shocked me the most was easily Giants Cowboys. You know, Dak getting injured, an amazing game.
Oh yeah,
Greg Zuerlein clutching up, them almost choking to the Giants.
Yeah, the Dak injury was pretty brutal. And for this is for respect, so don't get mad at me. Let's just have a little bit of a moment of silence, if that's fine with you.
Yeah. I'm glad that Dak got injured. I'm just kidding.
Okay, moment of silence
don't
is stop.
Any Cowboys fans?
Yeah. Most of what we say here is jokes.
A joke.
Yeah, most of what we say here is jokes, except the predictions. That's honestly like what we think, but most of what we say is a joke. So, yeah.
All right.
And then just one more game. We got Seahawks Vikings. That last drive, like, jeez, the Vikings. What type of defense are you? What type of defense was that? Is that called trash defense? No, it's called poopy defense. Or actually,
poopy.
It's called poopy.
It is called terrible.
It's called terrible defense. What was that? Like, seriously, what was that? The DK Metcalf play was probably the worst one.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah,
that was a absolute sheet show.
Sheet.
Just kidding. Keep it family friendly.
Family friendly content here. Okay.
A terrible game.
Now let's move on to week 6. Now,
all right.
Now we're not looking at a game here, but before we move on to week 6, there are no Thursday night football games this week. But I think there is. There's a Thursday game next week, but there's not this week. But there's two Monday night games.
Yeah, crazy. All right, anyways, shall we start off?
I think we shall. First.
Alrighty, baby. Texans, Titans.
Yes. Now, before we recorded the week 3, week 4 predictions, actually week 3 review and week 4 predictions, Bill O'Brien.
Yeah, and he is gone. Good. Yep. I'm thinking Titans win 28-17.
Titans win. Since we saw like 42-16, Buffalo Bills fans, Buffalo Bills fans,
let's just have a moment of silence.
Yeah,
for
let's
that.
Just have a moment of silence for the Buffalo Bills fans, like we did Dak Prescott.
Okay, let's go.
But anyways, I think we all know who's going to win here. The Titans, no duh. I'm predicting maybe a 35 to 24. Actually, no, I'm going to make it a little bit. I'm going to make it a little bit weird. I'm going to make it 32 to 24. Because I want to be original here. But Excuse me, jeez. Keep burping, I don't know why. But whatever. Okay, next, we got the Ravens and the Eagles. Again, both teams are coming off, well, actually, both teams, Lamar Jackson's coming off a pretty good week. Pretty good game. I wouldn't say it's like a really good game, yeah. But Patrick Queen, he was playing lights out, like just bam, bam, off. Bam, boom, 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 bam. Well, that kind of has to do with the Bengals, like, just sucking in general. But the Bengals fans, don't get mad at us. What we are saying is jokes, except for the predictions. But most of what we're saying is jokes.
But our predictions about the Bengals are usually terrible.
Yes. Yes. Jeez. We are being ruthless. But hey, that's kind of...
That's what we do here.
That's what we do here over at the Fort Blocks NFL podcast. We just speak our minds. But family-friendly content
here. That's what we do.
But anyways, I think Beyonce's going to win Ravens. I'm going to say...
Ravens. No, duh.
I'm going to say they're going to win 30... No, actually, 45-0. That's how bad.
Oh, well, that's...
Actually, that's maybe a little bit too far. I'll give them... How about 45-24? 45-24.
I'm saying...
45-24. That's fine. That's fair.
35-10.
Yeah. I gave him 45-24. But we both predict that it's going to be a shellacking.
Yep.
Next, we got the Falcons and Vikings. Now, the Falcons, they are coming off a loss to the Panthers. They lost by, I think they lost six points, but I have to check again. It's right here. Where are they? Okay, they lost by, hold on, I'm trying to do math here. 7 points. They lost by 7 points to the Panthers. So, and the Vikings are coming off a win, I believe. Or are they coming off a loss? I don't know.
I don't remember.
They are coming off... Oh, no. They're coming off the loss. We were just talking about them like a few minutes ago. What are we doing? But, anyways, the Vikings are obviously going to win, even though Dan Quinn is fired. And that's the coach we were talking about. Dan Quinn was fired, which my dad probably wasn't too happy about, because he coached against Dan Quinn. He coached against Dan Quinn, and no, he was not an NFL coach. It was for a college. Okay, this was before.
I'm thinking Dan Quinn. That the Falcons are actually gonna pull something out of their back pocket and win 27-24.
Okay, but
they're not gonna choke, and they're gonna catch a dub. Julio Jones gets a game winner.
Okay, I see your predictions, but I'm still picking the Vikings. Like, why wouldn't I? And I'm predicting. Remember week two, Rams Eagles. I predicted 12-9. I predicted
what? Sorry, one second.
Okay. Well, he's gone.
Okay, never
I'm
mind.
Gonna say. Oh, never mind.
Never mind.
I thought you were gone for a second, but I said, remember week 12, I said that the Rams were going to win against the Eagles 12-9. Well, I'm predicting that, but 15-12 Vikings. Trying to make it a little bit odd here. Trying to make it a little bit more creative.
I already predicted.
You already predicted, but we are going to do the Browns and Steelers second to last, because obviously the Jets is going to be the last. Which actually,
all right, Bengals so, and
hold on.
Colts.
Before we move on to the Bengals and Colts, the Jets and the Steelers both have in division games today. Like, they're versing people that are not people, the teams that are in their division. So that's interesting. But anyways, Bengals and Colts. Now the Bengals.
I think we already know who's gonna win this game.
The Bengals are coming off a loss. I believe a loss. Wait, did they lose? Did they lose?
I'm not sure.
Hold on, I got it. I got it.
Scroll back.
Oh yeah, they lost hard to the Ravens. Never mind.
Oh yeah.
Okay. We just talked about all this like a few minutes ago. What are we doing? But, anyways, they versus the Ravens and they got shellacked. Patrick Queen obviously played lights out. And the Colts won against the Browns. And the Browns were playing good. And I also, like, there was one touchdown where they're like, where I think Jarvis Landry or another person wearing an 80, not number 80, but somewhere in the 80 to 89 range.
Yeah.
He caught the touchdown. And then
I think it was 82.
I don't remember. But anyways, he caught the touchdown and then they went to another camera angle and there was a bug on the camera. And I was like, yeah, that's going to blow up Twitter. I thought
ran on the Giants field.
Huh?
Remember last season when that black cat ran on the Giants field while they were playing the Cowboys?
Oh yeah. But speaking of that Browns Colts game, did you see Odell's spectacular catch? It looked like it was 2014 was Giants. Like, what? 2014 Odell. Like, what the hell?
That was crazy.
Yeah, that was crazy. Like, jeez. But, anyways, I got the Colts here. Now, this is going to be a normal average score, so don't expect anything goofy. But I'm predicting a 21-3 score.
I'm predicting 21-10 Colts.
Oh, just a touchdown off from the same prediction. Yeah, obviously the Colts, because we want to specify here. But let's move on. Next is the Lions and Jaguars. Did you just say the Lions and the Jets?
No, I said the Lions and the Jags.
Oh, I thought you said the Jags. I thought you said the Jets, but you said the Jags. Okay. I was just wondering.
I think it's going to be a pretty good game. It's going to be 28-27 Lions.
I see.
Lions are going to clutch. Lions are one of those teams that are seen as horrible, but in the right times, they clutch up.
Yeah.
Like, they always beat the Packers, I feel like. Like, I feel like whenever I see them playing the Packers, it's, like, really close game. Like, 27-28.
Whenever, hold on.
Because they're division rivals.
It's like, Matthew Stafford obviously knows how to coach a team.
Yeah,
like
he's an amazing quarterback.
Yeah. Me and Brian were talking about this yesterday. We were talking about, like, Ryan Fitzpatrick. I was talking to another friend of mine. And we were talking about Ryan Fitzpatrick and how, like I said, like, I call it Fitception. It's like one or two games, he'll play lights out, like, against the 49ers and such. But then, after that, when your expectations are high, he will flop. He will go hard on the ground. Like,
he
just
does
down.
Do
Like he's inconsistent, my friend also called
he's like
Kyler
Dak
Murray.
Prescott. Like,
yeah,
Dak Prescott is seen as like not too great, but sometimes he'll play like amazing, and then you're like, oh my god, and then he gets a terrible injury.
Okay, but that's different. Anyways, back to what I was saying. He also called Kyler Murray inconsistent, but I told him that. But I said he's more of a young player just improving. I wouldn't call him inconsistent just yet.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because he's a...
Wait, you're saying Dak Prescott is a new player?
Sorry, that's my phone.
Your phone does that? That's crazy.
Yeah, it does that. Whatever.
Anyways, Bears-Panthers.
Bears-Panthers. Oh, I didn't even get my predictions. Jeez.
Oh.
Okay, but I'm predicting they win by a walk-off touchdown. I'm saying they win 16-10 because it's not going to be time for an extra point.
I'm saying CMC takes it, carries the Panthers 28-13.
Is CMC even in this game?
You know, you just reminded me. All right, well, then it's 28-10 Bears.
Yeah, I actually have to go with like that score. Like, not that score exactly, but I'm saying 24-17 Bears. Oh, hold on. I just gotta hold on. Stop what you're doing. Just stop it. I just got a notification from Yahoo Sports, and it says Le'Veon Bell is considering two teams after, it says after the Bills reportedly fall out of condition for running back services, his list narrows to the Dolphins and defending Super Bowl champion Chiefs.
Dang, he'd be good on the Chiefs.
Yeah, but I also talked about that with my friend. It's like, why would the Chiefs want him? It's like they have all the stars around them. It's like they already have
a running back, though.
Yeah, they do, but they have their future. Like Patrick Mahomes is supposed to be their future. Well, he is the future.
Well, there's
their
no
future,
reason not to pick him up. But they can just give him on like a $30 million contract.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Can he really hold it down though by himself?
He's supposed to be the future. Like Tyreek Hill, supposed to be the future. Travis Kelce, I don't know. I don't even know if he can be the future I think he's like 28 or something. But anyways,
yeah.
Hold on. I'll look it up right now. Hold on. Travis Kelce. He's 31. After I said that, we did have some audio difficulties, but don't worry. We have the rest of the podcast right here. Roll it. Sorry for that little malfunction, but we are back.
We had some technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties, but as I was saying, like you have Patrick Mahomes, you have Travis Kelce, you have Sammy Watkins, you have Mecole Hardman, you have Travis Kelce. Like you have all these guys, and then you're just planning on getting another one? Who's like not even half as good as them? Well, maybe except for Sammy Watkins and Mecole Hardman, but other than those two, not even half as good as them? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, that is true.
But, back to what we were doing. Wait, did I do Bears-Panthers again? All right, Bears-Panthers?
We did them already.
Oh, we did them already?
So now we're on Giants.
Giants-Washington.
Redskins.
Football team. Why can we never get
Cancel
that
me.
Right? Never.
What the heck?
That was random, and I just wanted to do it. Whatever.
All right, I think it's going to be 28-25 Giants.
I think it's going to be...
You saw what they put up in the last game.
Yeah.
Against the Cowboys.
Yeah, but the Washington is too bad not to lose to. Unless your name is the... Unless your team name is the Philadelphia Eagles.
I'm kidding.
No, not the Jets. I'm making a joke and you're ruining the joke.
I mean, they are undefeated in the wrong way.
No, I meant to say the only... I said, there's no really that bad... There's no team that can lose to the to Washington. Unless your team name is the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, true.
But the Washington football team isn't even versing the Jets this year. And last year when they versed, the Jets smashed them. They threw them on the ground. We won easily. Yeah.
But wait, what?
The last time the Washington team and the Jets versed, the Jets won easily. But anyways, I'm going to go with around the same score as you, but I'm going to go 24-21 Giants.
All right. Anyways, next week we got Broncos and Patriots.
Broncos and Patriots. Again, Patriots. COVID cases. That's why this was moved from last week to this week. So
I'm thinking Broncos. No, Patriots take a win, 24-21. Yeah, they're just two okay teams. Patriots have a slight edge.
Yeah. I would say around the same score, but I would say maybe like 35-28. I know that's not around the same score, but whatever. It's just like around the same. This is here. What are you clicking?
I'm just doing this thing on my computer. It's like, how fast can you click your mouse?
Oh. Well, next we got the Panthers. Not the Panthers, the Packers and Bucks. We're skipping the Jets Dolphins game. We're doing that last. So, Packers coming off a bye week. They didn't have a game last week, if you remember. The Bucks coming off a loss in Chicago. But that was kind of Nick Foles doing his thing against Tom Brady. That was more of Nick Foles probably like just saying, I can, if you thought I only had one game in me, you're wrong. That was more of him than it was the Bucks. Well, plus the fourth down didn't help. So, because in the locker room, hold on. Ian Rappaport said something about this on Twitter, and I'm gonna try to do my best impression of it. Hold on, let me get the tweet up. Let me see. So. I don't care about all this. Just get me to the tweet. Where the hell are they doing this? What? Okay, I'm way too far. My dog is barking. Should I?
Just keep going.
Okay, so what he...
Alright, I think...
What he said was along the lines of this. Hold on. What he said was along the lines of this. Someone should have bleeped and told me it was bleeping fourth down. But
sorry, I'm playing Cookie Clicker.
Okay, but anyways, I think the Bucks are actually gonna come back and win. Although the Packers are pretty good, I think the Packers might win, but it's gonna be a close game either way. I'm gonna say 24-21. Packers.
All right.
What do you think?
28-25 Packers.
Okay. Got it. Next, we got the Rams and the 49ers. Now, again, 49ers. What were you doing? You have, again, Jimmy Garoppolo, George Kittle, Raheem Mostert, Deebo Samuel against the Dolphins, and you lose like that? Jeez. What is up with you? They're not coming back.
Super Bowl slump.
They're not coming back from this. Rams win easily 35-0. Just kidding. 35-14.
I think that Rams win 42-14.
Yeah. Okay. So next, we got the Chiefs and the Bills. Let's just not argue. Let's just not even say the score. Chiefs win next.
Well, I think Chiefs win.
I said
28-21. No, 28-17.
No, they win way more than that. 21 to nothing. 21-0.
The Bills are still a good team.
Yeah, they're still a good team.
Like, that's like saying the 49ers are terrible.
Well, they are.
49ers may not be great. Well, they're better than the Jets.
Well, yeah. Yeah, they beat them. They also beat the Giants, so. The Giants. Giants fans, you have no backup in this. You're 0-5, like us Jets. You have a mediocre quarterback, like us Jets. Although he will probably get better over time if they fire Adam Gase. But Joe Judge is kind of a different situation there. But we both have injury-prone teams, so don't tell me nothing. Mm. But anyways, I'm predicting 21-14. Chiefs, sorry. Now, the last matchup until we get to our favorite teams, we got the Cardinals and Cowboys. What do you think?
I think Cardinals win 42-35. Very close game.
Yeah, 40. I would say a little bit less. I'd say like maybe 38-35.
All right.
Next, we got the Browns and Steelers. And we all know who's going to win this. Actually, maybe not. Because the Browns are pretty good.
All right, I'm thinking Steelers catch a dub, but very close. I'm
Yeah,
thinking
very.
28-26.
I'm thinking they. I'm thinking the Browns lose by 1 point, 27-26. Same score as that Seahawks Vikings game, but less of an embarrassing drive. More defense in there.
All right.
Next, we got the Jets and the Dolphins. Now, call me crazy. Call me idiotically stupid. But I think the Jets have a smidge of a chance of winning this game. A little smidge. If Ryan Fitzpatrick plays horrible and everything goes right, we might win this game. Who knows? All I'm saying is, Fitzception, you better bring out your bad side this week because we need it. But I'm still predicting the Dolphins. I'm predicting 2 touchdowns, 35-21.
All right, I'm predicting Dolphins win 28-10.
Okay. So that is going to wrap up this week's episode of the Four Blocks NFL Podcast. Again, sorry for those audio difficulties.
Yeah, sorry about
but
that.
But we went through all of it, so we are fine. We made it through this whole podcast. Hope you enjoyed. And remember, make sure you go subscribe to us on YouTube.
And follow us on our socials.
Follow us on our socials. Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Twitch. So, yeah. Make sure you go follow us on there. And we will see you later in the next episode of the Four Blocks NFL Podcast.
Woo!
Bye!
Bye!
Woo! Bye!